This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, on a positive note for us and anybody who is up, I'm guessing, at this hour, we didn't have to wait until 10:30 or 10:45 to see the Celtics blow a 20-point lead last night in Game 1. Yeah. We were able to be done and finished by 9:30 or whatever that was last night.
So. Well, you had a 20-point lead and you missed 45 threes. I guess maybe that's the silver lining.
Yeah,
you probably won't miss 45 again.
Yes, Celtics set an NBA playoff record with the most missed threes, 45 of them. And
congratulations, history.
During that game, Jason Tatum moved past Paul Pierce into fifth all-time Celtics playoff scoring, which is a positive, but not a lot else that you can take from that game last night that makes you happy. So you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will hear momentarily from Jason Tatum post-game what he said during they said it. Could I take one personal liberty and offer a hello today on National Teachers Day to Julia Hill, my incredible daughter, who is a teacher in Wiggy's hometown of East Boston, or secondary hometown. Yep. His original hometown is Brooklyn.
Yep.
He lied to everybody about that for a long, long time.
BK, baby.
But not only Julia Hill, but all of the teachers who do incredible work, the most valuable work that there is, with all of our kids all over this great country. So
she better be teaching them right.
She is.
Right.
And to Jess, special ed K through 5, she taught me how to read. Now she's teaching other kids how
to read.
There
you
go. Yes.
Speds.
So, and Julia Hill, also a soccer coach there in East Boston.
Mold them young minds.
He didn't go to college and his daughter's a teacher?
Julia was telling me yesterday that a lot of the parents now have, it's the city, so have their kids picked up at soccer practice in Ubers.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, new development.
That's nuts.
How old are the kids?
They're elementary school. No, a little bit older. I guess middle school when it comes to the soccer. She teaches elementary, but the kids are middle school.
Yeah, soccer. We were riding the train in sixth grade.
Riding the train with friends is a bit different than like a stranger coming to pick you up.
It's Uber.
Yeah, when you live in the city,
things happen.
No.
I think when you live in the city and it's like, you know, you got to go a couple blocks.
My parents still have me stay on the phone with them when I'm in an Uber.
Courtney.
Well, that's a whole other.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Oh, they don't. Don't say those kind of things on the air.
Sometimes
especially,
they do.
Especially with Hill Notes coming up.
Well, if it's night, if it's nighttime
Courtney,
and I'm alone.
30, how old are you?
33.
I don't want to be impolite.
33.
33 years old, and they have you stay on the phone with them when you're in an Uber?
Yes. Right. Sometimes they'll be like, do you want to stay on the phone with me? Yeah. Or like stay on the phone until you get out.
Yeah, it's different. You're cut from a different cloth. Because
you need to break that chain, Courtney. You need to say, "Mom and Dad, I love you. You've raised me well.
Right.
Should the worst occur, I will call 911 immediately."
Yeah. What's 11 years old? 11, 12. What grade is that?
That's fourth.
What?
That's fourth grade.
No.
11, 12. Yeah.
No. 12 is like.
Oh wait, maybe seven.
Or seventh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I guess, you know, maybe fourth grade might be a little young, but you live in the city, I guess.
Yeah.
I know my mother wasn't leaving work to pick me up. You better figure it out.
Also, it is National Nurses Day, and right. Sincere thanks to the men and the women who take care of us.
Shime's dad.
And there are, oh yeah, Shime's dad is a nurse.
Over at Mass General, has been for 30 years.
Thank you.
Such incredible work done by all of you. So if you want something special, you want a rejoin request or something on Nurses or Teachers Day, then get a hold of the man who is the model for the Shime Arita, and Shime will try to take care of you. All right.
Can I just add, yes. when my dad came out of the quadruple bypass and you walk into the ICU, there was one nurse and like 60 different things connected to him that she was in charge of monitoring entirely on her own for hours. Like, how these people can do it. Like, you can never say thank you enough.
No.
Thank God for doctors. Thank God for surgeons. Thank God for, you know, all of that. But we would all be completely and totally lost without the help of nurses.
Yes. Probably some of them that are working right now in the massive underground cities that exist for the special people all over this country. All right. What else? It's a 2 for Tuesday. First chance to win Red Sox tickets this morning coming up at 8:30. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. So nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build or drive or just care for those in our city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, and they could win big prizes, including $1,000 cash. So go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Up next, Curtis. We built another promotion in a few months. We built this undergroundcity.com.
Love it.
Okay, that's coming. But, Shime, where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jason Tatum. We've been talking Celtics all morning. Tatum was asked about how the defense has changed his approach when it comes to shooting threes and go to the basket, and Tatum talked about his approach in the game.
How has kind of the defensive method against you this year, especially in the last few weeks, been in terms of shooting a three?
I like a lot of the looks I took tonight. Some I settled. You know, just I got to be better in some of those moments. Just be a little more intentional.
In terms of how do you not let your frustrating with lack of calls prevent you from attacking if you don't think you're going to get a call? Is that connected at all?
No, that don't connect. I mean, it's the playoffs. Like, you know, we probably should just play without the refs. Like, it's how physical it is. So, you know, that don't really cross my mind at all.
Old head take, I'm sure, but does he sound pissed off?
He always sounds.
Yeah.
But do you want a guy who is the leader of your basketball team, who is pissed off and embarrassed that they had a 20-point lead on the parquet and blew it?
It's like, not him, though.
Yeah.
Like, his energy just stays. He stays pretty even keel, which I think is a credit to him.
What do they call that? Monotone?
Yeah, very monotone.
Like, I mean, even Brown didn't sound, like, pissed off. His energy sounds the same way he is. I just think that they realize that they settled for way too many threes. And you got to, even if they're not giving you the calls, still, Brown and Tatum are so athletic and they're so like big in the sense that just get to the rim.
But why is there not a timeout at some point from the middle of the third quarter through the fourth where you say, let's change our approach? I understand the frustration after the game. But in game, we're all saying the same thing, yelling at our TV last night.
Because they get there because of the three.
So then why are they lamenting it? Why are they settling? If they're just settling, you're saying that's their offense.
I don't agree with it, but this is the way that you can hear, even from all of them, Missoula included. We heard the Missoula audio in trending. I think you played it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, we had good looks. We're just knocking down shots. We're not knocking down shots. Like, that's their thing. Like, oh, rather than take have an open look three-pointer, they're going to shoot that rather than going, all right, we're not knocking them down. Let's try to get to the free throw line, get to the rim, whatever. Even get into the low post. I would even prefer Jason's step back, fall away jumper to hawking up.
I mean, bricks. I've been accused since he got here of being a Pritch stan, as Courtney would say.
Uh-huh.
But end of regulation, like, why isn't he out there? Like, he's unbelievable shooter. Like, why isn't he out there on the floor?
Because it might be hard for a guy who's been sitting the majority of the quarter to just really come out, and at the end of the game they say, okay, you know, we're counting on you to shoot a shot when you haven't been in the flow of the game.
But he's been doing that all year.
Yeah, I think Pritch actually likes that. I think that he likes that pressure. So,
well, I mean, at the end of the game, pressure is different.
Would Pritchard play first base? Do we know how that would work?
Might be a little too short.
My thing, though, Wiggs, is that then don't say you're settling if that's the game plan. Those are mutual. But you can't say you settled and then in the same breath say that's what we do. Right?
Yeah.
So he's saying we were settling for threes instead of attacking the hoop, and you're saying the game plan was to settle for threes.
No, I think that the game plan is to shoot the three ball. We all know that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's their game plan.
So then why did he say we settled?
Because I think at times they realize the three's not falling. So rather than settling for a three-pointer when it's not falling, let's get to the lane and see if we can shoot a high percentage shot.
Right. So why didn't they do that if Tatum said he was settling? Why did they do that in game before they lost?
Oh, that's that. For me, I don't know why they didn't do that. That's the question I asked. I'm sitting at the TV looking, going, the three ball's not falling for you. New York's not to make a run. Why aren't you taking better shots, high percentage shots?
Right. I mean, he had how many points in the final, what do we have, 36, 41 minutes?
He had zero in the fourth quarter. Technically, I think he had 2 points came from the free throw line. He was 0 for 12 in the fourth quarter.
That can't happen ever.
But
What is – I'm with you, Wiggs. I think he gets a lot of crap that he doesn't deserve, but I don't know how it's possible for a guy as talented as that in a mismatch such as last night to not do anything in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're 0 for 7 from the field and 0 for 5 from three-point land.
It's not sustainable. If guys are not making their shots, you can't just bump up the amount of threes that you're taking. They took 63 point attempts last night. 60 of them.
Yep. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
And they missed 45 of them.
If I'm Azul, I call a timeout and I say, listen, the next person that shoots a three-pointer, I am going to call another timeout and I'm going to punch you dead in your chest. Yeah. Like, I am literally going to punch you in the chest.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, as I mentioned in my lead, the Bruins lost as well last night. They got the 7th pick in the upcoming NHL draft. Don Sweeney addressed the media after finding out what pick the Bruins got, and he talked about that 7th pick. Here was Don Sweeney.
Well, I mean, if you had a chance to win the lottery, I'm sure you receive phone calls in terms of whether or not you'll ever move that pick at 7. You still may. It's difficult to move up from there, but we'll do our due diligence in terms of what teams may want to jockey around, and we feel very, very comfortable about where we the scouting that we've done and the player we're going to get at 7 if we decide to stay there. Well, I don't think we're going to be anchored in, you know, whether it's positionally. We're just trying to take the best player that has a chance to be the best player in the National Hockey League that he's capable of being. You know, we always value the hockey sense. You always value skating. You always value whether or not, you know, the player, how competitive a player is. You know, you try to take the best player that you possibly can. You know, we're just in a position now where we're drafting in an area that we haven't been for some time, and we expect to add an impact player.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, if what's the expression about if bad luck were,
go ahead.
Something we'd have. Somebody help me with that expression.
I don't know this one.
Don't know the expression. So go ahead.
There's a lot of bad luck.
If bad luck was a charm, I would be a prince.
That's not the one I was thinking of, but I like that
if
one.
Not right. for, I think it's if not for bad luck, we'd
have no
luck
at all.
No luck at all.
Is that the one you're thinking about?
Right. Yeah. I think that was Plato.
How much is like
Socrates?
The seventh overall pick like valued in the NHL world? Like, I don't really follow much of the NHL draft.
Chime, who's on your mock?
Adam Fantilli, Connor Bedard.
No, I'm saying, can you trade...
I don't think you'll get much trading wise. Do you think they'll
trade
get...
out of seven?
No, trade your seventh overall pick for an established player?
Not an elite talent, I don't think.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, Courtney mentioned this in trending today, actually. The NFL announced that the draft will happen in Washington, D.C. in 2027. Well, one of the men who was able to give that announcement was the president of the United States.
Oh, excellent.
He was with Roger Goodell. Okay. We can hear from President Trump and Roger Goodell announcing the draft being in D.C.
I'm pleased to reveal that the 2027 NFL draft, that's a big thing, will be held right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the National Mall. I was just saying to Roger, I don't think there's ever been anything like that. That's a good idea. In fact, maybe we could use it for other things also. I have an idea. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be something that nobody else will ever be able to duplicate that, I don't suspect. It's very exciting. Hundreds of thousands of football fans will travel all across our country to cheer them on in person. We expect, would you say, more than 100,000 people, I think. What is the capacity, would you think, it can hold? Because the mall can actually hold up to 1 million people if you go all the way back. What
over
do you think?
3 days, we'll be over 1 million.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be. You're gonna
Wow.
Wow. There you go. Huge.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Courtney, have you ever visited D.C.?
I have.
Were you disappointed when you got to the National Mall?
No, not at all. I know what you're saying. I had a cheeky little Instagram post at the Lincoln Memorial, and I said, they told me we were going to Lincoln. Get it? Like Southie? Yeah. Hilarious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I liked it a lot.
Where is the D.C. mall?
It's a good visit. You go to the
Is there a Forever 21?
Washington, D.C. is a good visit.
All right, yeah. I've never been there.
You haven't been?
It's beautiful.
I mean, I've been to D.C., but I've never been to that part.
It's Boston with a functioning subway.
The subway is so nice.
Amazing. Clean, on time. Great city.
I went with Julia had her eighth grade class trip, and I went with the other parents on that trip.
Okay.
I got in trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you get in trouble?
I got in trouble because I wanted the kids to watch. There was a Bruins playoff game, and I dared to suggest that we would bring a television into the hotel and watch the game.
Yeah.
And the history teacher said that was not on the schedule, and therefore the kids were not allowed to watch a playoff hockey game.
What a loser.
On a trip to Washington, D.C. Can you imagine that?
You were the cool dad, though,
I definitely was.
Yeah.
I did my best. I wasn't. I was not necessarily going to pay for the TV. But
right.
I was trying to arrange it.
You were still walking around the mall looking for the free chicken teriyaki samples.
All right, is that it, Shy?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, coming up, we'll get to today's news, including the terror of another robot uprising. This one happened in China. I feel like some other countries are not doing enough to control their robots.
All right.
This is the humanoid that woke up in restraints and was not happy about it.
No.
And there's video.
There is video.
Okay, so news with Courtney next.